USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Exactly what happened or didn't happen is still a bit fuzzy, but the people who speak for Prince Harry and wife Meghan say the couple was involved in a long, hazardous car chase last night in New York City, as their vehicle was chased by several cars carrying photographers, so-called paparazzi.
It was a pursuit over 2 hours, and there was a near collision from what we understand. So I don't think there was actually an actual accident that happened or anybody was physically hurt, and that's why they're calling it a very close call.
NBC correspondent Ali Aruzi in London. The couple was in New York attending an event honoring Meghan. The incident recalls the crash in Paris in 1997 that killed Harry's mother, Princess Diana. The showdown on the debt ceiling's increasing, but President Biden says,
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget if America will not default.
The president says he and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have appointed a small group of senior aides to continue talks on what the president says is a budget deal, not raising the debt ceiling. He says all agree the debt ceiling will increase. But McCarthy tells CNBC this could have been resolved a couple of months ago when he first proposed negotiations.
Now is the final time that he finally admitted we're going to negotiate and we have a structure to negotiate. The problem is the timeline is very short.
The Treasury Secretary says the U.S. could begin defaulting on debts as soon as June 1st. The president's leaving Washington for the G7 summit in Japan, but he's canceled two other stops on the tour. Australia and Papua New Guinea. He will return to Washington by Sunday, he says. A three-judge panel in New Orleans is hearing arguments today for and against upholding one judge's ruling that effectively bans the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug's been legal in the U.S. for 23 years, but a federal judge in Texas ruled the FDA's approval process was flawed. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
The promise of lower costs and less pollution that electric vehicles offer are kind of moot if you can't keep your EV powered. That's led to a push to build more charging stations. And now the U.S. and Canada are working on what's called the first bi-national EV corridor.
It's going to stretch 860 miles around 1,400 kilometers all the way from Kalamazoo to Quebec City.
Unveiling a plan in Detroit yesterday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the route will have charging stations every 50 miles. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer adds her state will give its residents even bigger breaks to help them buy EVs.
I propose a sales tax cut of up to $2,400 off of electric vehicles to lower costs for the consumer so that every person gets the opportunity to drive some of these advanced mobility options that we're building here.
The cost of the binational EV corridor in the U.S. is about $230 million to be split evenly between the state of Michigan and the federal government. All the talk of the danger of vaccines have not deterred parents from getting their children immunized. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 88% of adults in the USA believe that protecting kids with shots for measles, mumps, and rubella outweigh the risks. That's about the same as before the pandemic. A strip club in Southern California may soon make history as the first in the USA in which the dancers are union members. 19 dancers took part in the union vote this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.